I found my name under the words bridge crew. This came as a bit of a surprise. I had never built a bridge. I tried to find some confidence in the fact that I had built a wall or two, but I was pretty sure a wall is not a bridge, simply misplaced between a roof and a floor. It was 2012. I was in West Virginia on a service learning trip with a group from this congregation, our senior youth and a handful of adults. John Shea, our worship leader today, led the trip. When we arrived at the Bridge Crew's job site, I took a minute to look around. I looked at the pile of lumber, the table saw, the two men pulling additional supplies from a van, ladders strapped to its roof. I looked at a torn piece of blue-lined paper wobbling from a nail head set in a telephone pole beside the rushing stream titled Bridge Plan. And then I looked at the two teenagers I was charged with keeping safe for the week. One was peering over the edge, asking how deep the water was, while the other was reaching for a circular saw. After John introduced us to the two men, our bridge crew, now a team of five, was complete, and he turned to leave to join his own crew a little further down the road. I spun on my heels and followed him. To be clear, I was in a steadily increasing panic. I said, "I am not exactly all that sure about all of any of this, and I don't know how it's going to turn out." And John said, "Maybe this is your chance to come back in 5 years and build the bridge again." Maybe. It's a funny word. Other words glom to it, attaching in complicated ways. But when you identify fear, pride, shame, and that sticky, sticky need for control, maybe becomes a pretty simple word, too. In that moment, I heard maybe as something between explanation and understanding. Maybe woke the curiosity in me and offered safe passage to firmer ground. We built the bridge, and I did go back to West Virginia two more times with groups from this congregation. On each return, the bridge was standing. To be clear, I can't say that the word maybe did much for how I felt about that little scrap of paper wobbling in the wind with the word plan written on it. It was, after all, a very sketchy plan, but it got us from one side to the other.